We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. It is no surprise, then, that the majority of sports injuries are to the feet or ankles. Ankle fractures can range from a simple, single break to breaking multiple bones all at once. Ankle fractures are actually the fourth most common fracture, with children being much more likely to suffer from broken bones compared to strains. If you have an ankle fracture, that means that one or more bones making up your ankle are broken. If no bones are broken, your doctor can probably tell you how bad the sprain is in your ankle by how much swelling, pain, and bruises you have. Only your doctor can know for sure whether or not you broke your ankle by performing an X-ray. Your doctor will diagnose an ankle sprain by performing a thorough evaluation of your feet and ankle. You never need to worry about booking another appointment with a different professional if you need additional treatment for a foot or ankle issue. If you are dealing with ankle injuries, or any other kind of sprain, scrape, or fracture during the summer, head over to the nearest Vibe Urgent Care. If you do sustain an ankle injury, follow RICE protocols, and pay the Foot and Ankle Family Clinic a visit. At Family Foot and Ankle Center, we can help you get to the root of stubborn ankle pain so that you can get back on your feet. At Ankle and Foot Specialists of New Jersey, New Jersey, we frequently treat patients who have suffered from leg pain that was caused by off-the-shelf shoes, yet foot and ankle problems are some of the most common medical conditions. And, we are not talking about big, painful injuries, such as broken ankles. Ankle injuries can involve a fracture, tendon damage, or more often than not, ankle strain. An ankle sprain is when ligaments supporting your ankle are stretched or torn too far, lateral ligament strain. This is the most common ankle strain, the kind that causes pain throbbing down the outside of your ankle. Medial and upper ankle ligament sprains, these are less frequent than the lateral ligament sprain, usually occurring if the ankle rolls outward. If the foot turns outward relative to the legs, this may result in high ankle sprains, which are characterized by pain over the ankle. Most ankle sprains occur with twisted ankles, or with the foot rolling on the side. Ankle sprains are injuries that occur when your ankle rolls, twists, or turns awkwardly. Ankle sprains can occur when you step into a hole, turn an ankle when walking or running, or place weight on the feet awkwardly. You do not need to play sports to get your ankle hurt. A sprain can occur because of awkward steps you took, or from falling on stairs. Without the right care and rehabilitation, more serious sprains weaken the ankle, making it more likely you will re-injure it. This also may occur if you return to work, sports, or other activities before your ankle has healed and been rehabbed. Once you sprain an ankle, it is possible that it will keep getting sprained unless your ligaments are given enough time to fully heal. If you keep spraining your ankle, the chronic condition can persist, with instability, the feeling that the ankle is giving out, and chronic pain. Not treating your ankle sprain properly may result in chronic pain in your ankle, unstable joints, and an increased risk for re-injury. If the patient stops doing strengthening exercises, the injured ligament weaken, putting the patient at risk of continued ankle sprains. In addition, the sprains may become difficult because the weakened ligaments often lead to vulnerability for future injuries or problems, such as ankle instability. Activities that tend to worsen an already sprained ankle include walking on uneven surfaces and playing sports that involve cutting movements or twisting and turning of the feet. A slip, twist, or sprained ankle in quick succession could put you out of the game with the injury. In the early days following the injury or the start of the pain, protect the ankle from further damage. If the swelling and pain are not better in several days, consult with a physician. Rest the ankle as much as you can during the first 2 or 3 days. If you still have significant symptoms that prevent daily activities, a healthcare professional might recommend an ankle fusion procedure. You might need an ankle fusion if you have serious arthritis in your ankle. It may cause symptoms like extreme pain, inflammation, and stiffness. The first thing the joint chiropractors can help you with is why you are
experiencing the pain. The good news is, treating the discomfort, pain, and injuries at those joints can help relieve the pain elsewhere, and the joint's chiropractors are the ideal folks to help. Here's what you need to know about ankle, hip, and knee pain, and what your chiropractor can do to help you find relief. While it is best to have an injury diagnosed by your physician, knowing the basics of sprains, strains, and breaks can help you prepare for, and know when to seek emergency medical care. The bottom line is that if you are dealing with any type of pain or restricted movement in the feet or ankles, getting an early diagnosis and treatment is vital for the healing process. Patients may struggle with telling whether or not the sprain has healed, as even a chronically torn ankle can be very functional, as overlying tendon aids stability and motion. Your surgeon will make a cut on the ankle so that they can work on your ankle joint. An orthopedic surgeon will make a cut in your ankle skin and muscles, and probably another one in your foot. Then, he or she will use a tiny camera with lights to help perform the ankle fusion. Your surgeon will then squeeze your ankle bones together and secure them together using plates, nails, screws, or other equipment. Episode 112 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Diane Douglas. Adios.